one step.
Sister Daphne, welcome to Fierce 2024, the way of the brave. We celebrate what God is doing in your life and your testimony of your dream. Can we share your testimony of God's faithfulness in your life?
Yes. God is faithful, and He was faithful through my healing process, and He is still faithful. My name is Daphne Pitso. The Bible says, steps of a good man are ordered by God. I always tell people, coming to church is the same as going to gym, whereby you prepare yourself for the challenges. It was in June 2023 where I attended ladies' camp in Benoni. According to the agenda, the last item was women's health. The doctor spoke about breast cancer. She stated all the symptoms of breast cancer. Number one, lump in your breast. Number two, dimple on your breast. By then, I was having both of them. After the presentation of a doctor, I went straight to a doctor and asked the doctor to check me. The question that the doctor asked me, do you have any family support? Then I said, I've just buried my mom 2 months ago. After the presentation, I went straight to my car without saying bye to anyone. I drove from Benoni straight to Carnival Mall, where I wanted to speak to God. I asked God, you promised that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Then I made two requests. The first request I asked God, God, if you can bless me with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, so that the Holy Spirit can lead me through the healing process. And also the healing, the Holy Spirit can guide me through the healing process. When I go to different hospitals, the Holy Spirit can be my advocate to the doctors and also to the nurse. Then the following day, it was Sunday, I came to church. Pastor G prayed for me. Koki prayed for me, Beverly prayed for me, and other ladies. Monday, I went to hospital, knowing that steps of a good man are ordered by God. When I arrived, the doctor explained to me they are going to give is whereby I was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer. And the doctor explained to me he is going to give me 8 chemos. That chemo, the nickname to that chemo is Red Devil. And also step 2 is going to be cutting of my breast. It's when I've decided to put armor of God, hold the sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and say no weapon forms against me shall prosper. And I realized the healing process of a Christian is not the same as the healing process of the non-Christian. I went for the first chemo, no vomiting, no diarrhea, no nausea. The second one, because God is faithful, and also step of a good man are ordered by God. No diarrhea, no nausea. Then I went for the step 2, which is the cutting of the breast. I was having different types of breast inside my bag, preparing myself for my breast to be cut. And then what happened? The doctor said to me, no, with this one, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to take out the lump, because greater is the one that is within me than who is in the world. And also, step of the good men are ordered by God. Here I am, done with the chemo, no nausea, no vomiting, no diarrhea, the change of pigment of my skin, nails, nothing happened to me. So here I am, testifying in front of the church. I'm okay. Thank you.
What lessons have we learned whilst facing the challenges?
The lesson that I've learned, cancer is not bigger than God. Cancer is not greater than God. Cancer of me, cancer, God is still on the throne. I've learned that I should surrender to God because the battle is not mine, it's God's. God promised I will never leave you nor forsake you. And I've learned that if I can ask intervention of God, because if God can intervene, there will be an intervention. And also I have learned that I should speak life into my situation, because God said to Ezekiel, speak life to the dry bones. So by then I was supposed to speak life to my situation and also be like Job. God took everything that belongs to Job, and Job said, though you slay me, yet still I trust in you. And also the woman with the issue of blood saying, if I can touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. So William, I've learned that I should surrender and ask intervention of God.
What encouragement or message would you like to offer to those who may be seeking or struggling in their faith journey?
People should go back to God. God promised us he will never leave us nor forsake us. It's a promise. Go back to God and say, do as thou hast said. God said, is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He is the author and finisher of our hope. He is the Lord that healeth thee. With his stripes we are healed. Go back to God and claim, do as thou hast said. Because you said, call my name, I will hear you. Call me, I will exalt you. God said we should humble ourselves so that he can exalt us. Because if we exalt ourselves, God is going to humble ourselves. Thank you.
Thank you for being brave and sharing your testimony with the world. May God increase and enlarge your territory.
Thank you.